So we will be reading from the Chaitanya Charitamritam, Adi Lila, chapter 14, verses 45 to 48. Is on the board here. So I will first read verses 45 to 47, and then we can repeat together text 48. Once the child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chastised his mother with his soft hand, and his mother falsely fainted. Seeing this, the Lord began to cry. Text 46. The neighboring ladies told him, "Dear child, please bring a coconut from somewhere, and then your mother will be cured." He then immediately went outside the house and brought two coconuts. All the ladies were astonished to see such wonderful activities. Then, text 48, translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Sometimes the Lord, with other children, would go to take bath in the Ganges, and the neighboring girls would also come there to worship various demigods. Purport. According to the Vedic system, small girls 10 or 12 years old would go to the bank of the Ganges to take bath and would especially worship Lord Shiva with prayers to get good husbands in the future. They especially wanted to get a husband like Lord Shiva because Lord Shiva is very peaceful and at the same time most powerful. Formerly, therefore, small girls in Hindu families would worship Lord Shiva, especially in the month of Vaishakha, April, May, to take a bath in the Ganges is a pleasure for everyone, not only for adults, but for children also. Om Ajnanati Mandasya Chanchala Shanaka Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandiyam Shiro Shri Yodha Padakamalam Shigam Vaishnavam Sa Shri Rupam Jagjatam Saganaraghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savdutam Parishadana Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Patan Saganalita Sivishakam Vitam Sa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jyatpate Kaupesha Kaupka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanasvari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamama Haripriye Vankha Kalpta Visha Kripa Sinve Visha Patinam Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadada Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindavanasvari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Buddhale Srimati Bhakti Charaswamti Namane. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Buddhale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharini. Nirvishesha Sinyavadi Paskachai Desatarne Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this wonderful childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Nimai that chastising his mother, and his mother, falsely fainting. And then Nimai, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he plays the role of an ordinary human child and start to cry. And then a neighboring woman said, "Oh, bring her 2 coconuts and she will be cured." That, and then one way or another he goes out and comes in with 2 coconuts. So this is amazing pastime. When I read this pastime, I was just thinking of the prayers of Queen Kunti in the Bhaktivaibhava study, the online study. Now we are going through these prayers in detail. And interesting, the comments that Queen Kunti makes on the Lord's pastimes, especially his childhood pastimes, they are really applicable here to Lord Chaitanya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya and Krishna is non-different. That Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha, Krishna, Nayanga. Lord Chaitanya is the same Krishna who comes in the mood of Srimad Radharani. And it takes the form also as Lord Krishna, as a human being. Not just as a human being, it comes in the form of his own devotee. So Queen Kunti, her main point is this, she says to Lord Krishna, who is going to leave after the battle of Kurukshetra, he's going back to Dwaraka, and Queen Kunti comes before her and start to pray. She prays, "Please stay a few months. Now the war is over, but we have still all these inimical kings and these descendants of these kings." And then she starts to pray to Lord Krishna to glorify him. And interesting, she makes this point that your pastimes are very bewildering pastimes, she says. But Queen Kunti, she is a pure devotee. And she said, "You are the hidden actor beyond everything. You have organized everything. All this battle, this everything what happens. You are the supreme controller." No one can understand your transcendental pastimes, because you appear to be human, and it's so misleading that. So the conception of the Lord as a human being is misleading, because he appears exactly like a human being, but he's transcendental. So without any material contamination. That Queen Kunti prays, "Of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, though you are inactive, and that you take birth, though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend among the animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering." That we see here, Nimai is playing the role of a child, and he plays it perfectly. But he's the soul of the universe. He's in everyone's heart. And Queen Kunti says, "You are inactive." Although he controls everything, he's inactive. There was this American tourist, who went all over India and visited so many temples. And after more than a month traveling and seeing all these deities, they asked him, "Who do you think is supreme of all these deities?" His conclusion was, "It must be Krishna, because he plays the flute, he has nothing to do." So that's God. Everything happens by his desire. And here, Nimai plays this role as a human child. At the same time, he's performing wonderful activities. He's going out, and then he comes in with these coconuts. Where are coming? Where do they come from? It's amazing that he's the unborn, and still he appears as a human being. So, Queen Kunti's conclusion is, these pastimes of the Lord, they are bewildering and apparently contradictory. It just, Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport, the point is, these pastimes, they are inconceivable to the thinking power of the human being. So with a material brain, you cannot understand these transcendental pastimes. Transcendental pastimes can be understood by pure devotees because it's revealed to the heart. It's not to matter. So the Lord is the all-pervading super soul of everything. And still, he appears as a human. That's very bewildering. But everything is possible for the Lord. That's a devotee knows nothing is impossible for the Lord. If we depend on the Lord, then the Lord can do to us impossible things, so-called impossible things. So everything is possible for him. That someone asked my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Chara Maharaj, "Can Krishna make the Govardhan hill so heavy that he cannot lift him?" His answer was, "Yes, but still he will lift him." So that's inconceivable to us. But the pure devotee, he can understand the Lord and his pastimes. Why? Because the pure devotee is intimately related with the Lord. Because the real nature, transcendental nature, understanding the real nature of these pastimes is confidential. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, "I will tell you this most confidential knowledge because you are my friend, you are my devotee." So we see Krishna is inconceivable. At the same time, he appears as a coward boy. not just as a coward boy, he's a son of Nanda Maharaj and is performing all the duties of the Vaishyas. Every day he's going out to herd the cows. Every day he gives in charity to the Brahmins. Every day he milks the cows. He performs the duties Shishi Radha Gokalananda ki, Shitram Lakshmananaman ki, Shishi Kaunitai ki. When Krishna was in Mathura, although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he takes the role of a Kshatriya and performs the duties of a Kshatriya. When Lord Krishna became a Brahmachari, together with Balaram, they went to study in Avanti, at with Sandipani Muni. Then Krishna was learning 64 arts. He was performing his duty as a student. And then in Dvarika, there we see how he's a householder. That's is simultaneously present in 16,108 palaces. When Narada Muni was there, he was visiting many of these palaces, and everywhere he saw Krishna performing household duties. Krishna gets up in the morning when the 1 hour before sunrise, when the peacock starts calling, then he gets up and then he starts meditating on himself. So it does not mean that we have to meditate on ourselves. We meditate on Krishna in the morning. So he performs all these duties. Narada Muni saw sometimes he was doing sacrifices, sometimes he was busy with the children, sometimes he was giving charity to the Brahmins, and in the morning after breakfast, he would go to the Sudharma assembly hall there, and then he came out of 6,108 palaces, and together they became one Krishna again. And then they entered the Sudharma assembly hall to discuss the affairs of the state. So he did again his duty as a Kshatriya. So that's very wonderful. Krishna gives the example. He says in Bhagavad Gita, you should do your duty. And whatever position Krishna was in, when he was with Nanda Maharaj, he performed his duty as a Vaishya. And as a Kshatriya, he was performing the Kshatriya duties, and as a householder he performed his duties perfectly. So that's wonderful how he gives this example to us. Of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, if I would not do my duty, then the whole world would follow me and everything would put to ruination. Therefore, Krishna gives the example, but at the same time, he's doing activities which we cannot follow. We cannot try to lift Govardhan or have a rasa dance with the gopis. No, these are typical, these are activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to demonstrate is Godhood, that is a Supreme Person, and we should not imitate them. Queen Kunti continues. She says, my dear Krishna, Yasoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, thou fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. Like in these pastimes here, Lord Nimai, that he chastises his mother. His mother is fainting. And he starts to cry. That's his pastime. That he start to cry. Here, in Krishna's pastimes, that he committed an offense of breaking the pot with yogurt. And his mother was chastising him. And he became fearful. That although fear personified is afraid from him. And that's, Queen Kunti said, this sight is bewildering to me. So we see here, at one side, there are specific examples where the Lord is being the supreme. And at the other side, He becomes the plaything in the hands of his devotees. So wonderful that, and the pure devotee forgets the position of the Lord. At least in these pastimes in Golok and in Vrindavan, and also in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, that Mother Sachi sees Nimaya as her son, that and she plays with him like this. She faints falsely, and the Lord starts crying. That so Srila Prabhupada writes, the Supreme Lord accepts the loving service of his devotees more relishable when the service is rendered out of pure affection and love, and when the unalloyed devotee considers the Lord to be less important than himself. This is the spirit exchanged in Goloka Vrindavan. It's very interesting that's what Krishna wants from us, our love. And for his pure devotees, he arranges by his yoga maya that they forget his godhood. And then they display a more intense love. Sometimes Lord Krishna wants to be chastised with his devotees, that always being Lord Narayan and sitting on the throne and everyone worships you. No, he wants to relish that relationship, and therefore he uses this yoga maya. That the Lord accepts chastisements of the parents more cheerfully than the prayers of the Vedic hymns. That we see also Bhishma Dev, he got, by Lord Krishna's arrangement, he was put at the other side of outside of the course, although he was his pure devotee. But the Lord arranged for him that he should fight against him, that because Krishna, Bhishmadev knew Krishna has put me in that position, because Krishna knew Bhishmadev wants with me a relationship in chivalry, that and so when Bhishmadev was shooting the arrows towards Krishna, Krishna was accepting them more lovingly, Srila Prabhupada writes, than the pujari, than a flower offered by a pujari. So these pastimes, if one does not know this arrangement, they are very bewildering. Krishna's energies are very powerful, and Krishna can make us forget who he is by his power. But unfortunately, most people in this world are not absorbed in their relationship with Krishna. Although that's what the Vedas is about, that Vedasa Sarvar Amiva Vidya, Krishna has to be known by the Vedas. But why? Our Acharya says the Vedas has three portions. And these three portions you find also in the Vedanta Sutra. There are four books in the Vedanta Sutra. And the first is about Sambandhajnana, re-establishing our relationship with Krishna. And the second and the third book is about Abhideya-jnana, how to engage in that relationship. And the fourth book is about Prayojana, love for Krishna. So that's the purpose of the Vedas, to help us to re-establish our relationship with Krishna. But instead of cultivating that relationship, everyone in this world is absorbed in bodily relationships, and bodily relationships and services. And what's the result? That Although we want eternal relationships, we can't have them in that way. That in the material world, everything is temporary. We are not eternal. So many relationships in this world. Your parents die, and you had a very nice relationship with them, but then it breaks. It's gone. What's left? You get a picture. And the picture is there standing for years and years and years. No relationship. But our relationship with the Lord is eternal. He's our only friend. But those who are absorbed in bodily relationships, nobody survives. But Krishna is his energies, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. And those who want to forget the Lord and engage in these temporary affairs, they come under Mahamaya. And those who want to revive their relationship with Krishna, they come under Yoga Maya. It's the same energy, but Krishna uses it in different ways, like electricity can be used for heating, for freezing things. But when one wants to reestablish this relationship with Krishna, then we must come under this Yoga Maya, this spiritual energies. And how do we do that? We have to become Mahatma. Mahatma Nastamam Partha Devim Partyashita. One must take shelter of this. One must take shelter of this spiritual energy. And how to do that? Satatam kirtayantam yatanta sadritavata. With great determination, chant his holy names of the Lord. Glorify the Lord. Hear his pastimes. Become absorbed. And gradually, the heart becomes purified, and we get connected with Krishna. So these bewildering pastimes can only be understood when we have re-established that connection with Krishna. So these were the first three verses, and then the last verse, which we on the board, is introduction to new pastime of the Lord. That's small Nimai went bathing with his friends in the Ganges, and then all these young girls, they come also to bathing in the Ganges and to worship Lord Shiva to get a good husband. And interesting is, Lord Krishna appears. Why does he appear? Yada yada dharmasya klani bharata abhyuta namadharmasya tatatmam chichamham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principles, I appear to reestablish the principles of religion. And Krishna preaches the principles of religion in the Bhagavad Gita, because he condemns demigod worship. He says, Kamaistair tarita jan, prabhatshantin adivata, tamtam niyamastaya prakritaniyatasvaya. Those whose intelligence has been stolen by material desire surrender unto the demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship to their own natures. Interesting. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. What does he do now in this pastime? He tells all these girls, you are going to worship Lord Shiva. Better you worship me. All the offerings you brought, just offer them to me. I will bless you, Lord Chaitanya said. Well, Nimai, little Nimai said jokingly, I will bless you that that you have a very handsome husband and that you have seven sons, and all these seven sons will have a long life. But then some of these girls start to leave. But then Nimai said, if you don't offer, make your offering to, give your offering to me, then I will curse you that you will have an ugly husband and that you will have four co-wives. Anyway, the girls became afraid and finally offered everything to Nimai. But what does that pastime mean? Krishna does the same. Well, Lord Nimai, it teaches the same thing as in Bhagavad Gita. He says, don't offer this to the demigods, but to me. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that the demigods are my representative. I empower them to give benedictions. Their benedictions come from me. That they are just representatives. So those who are less intelligent, they worship the demigods. And why do they worship the demigods? For temporary things, the people. They worship the Lord for temporary things. You see, many times, so many Vedic demigods are worshipped in the Hindu community. And then we are saying, demigod. Demi? Looks insulting to me to call Lord Shiva a demigod. That, or the Durga Mata, demi. That, so their idea is that whatever god you choose, it's more or less the same. They are all manifestation of the same truth. It really doesn't matter. That, and some of them, they really push one demigod. They say, this one is supreme. That you should worship only him. But here, Lord Krishna says, Nimai shows it matters. They should worship me. But those who speak like that, you go to them and you ask them, do you accept Bhagavad Gita? Then they say no. They reject Bhagavad Gita. Because if they accept Bhagavad Gita, they get in trouble. Because Krishna says, don't worship demigods. So their knowledge is stolen away by material desires. Our knowledge is stolen away by lust. That's the enemy number one, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Avitam jnanam etina jnanam nityavarinam. It covers our eternal knowledge of this sambandha, of this relationship with Krishna. That's because Krishna says, I give them the faith to worship these demigods. Because they want it, I encourage them. So they are worshipping Krishna indirectly. That one may say, oh, it's a nectar of devotion, we should worship Ganesh to overcome the obstacles in devotional service. But who is Ganesh? The servant of Nrsingadev. So Vaishnavas, they worship not Nrsingadev to remove the obstacles on the path of devotional service. That intelligence is stolen. Only interested in temporary things. Temporary things means things that change. And that's the business of everyone in the world. becoming absorbed in the interaction between the senses and the sense objects. And that's done by material nature. We are not doing that. Material nature is that doing that. But we are identifying with the body and the mind. And that's the problem. In the first canto of the Bhagavatam there, we have Narada Muni chastising Śrīla Vyāsadeva. And he said, you did a wonderful job writing all these Vedas, but you forgot the clue. You have only been busy with encouraging people to identify their self with the body and the mind. And that identification is the cause of, root cause of all suffering. It's like the Yaksa asked Maharaj Pariksit, Maharaj Yudhisthira, what's the most amazing thing in this world? The pastime is in the Mahabharata, because before all the Pandavas came and they wanted to drink from that pond, and the Yaksa said, oh, it's my pond, you will die when you drink. But they neglected and they were drinking and they fell all unconscious. And then Yudhisthira Maharaj came and he saw what happens, and the Yaksa said, I will revive them again when you answer my questions. So it was very important that he answered his question rightly. But he said, the most amazing thing in this world is that everyone wants to settle down here permanently. But it's all also temporary. The real thing is we must come to the point to accepting Krishna as our real friend and our only friend. At the time of death, who can help you? Only Krishna. It's between you and Krishna at that moment. And if you have cultivated your relationship, you are well situated. If you have cultivated your relationship with Krishna during your life. Because that's a fact. Krishna is our only friend. And I want to end with a story that Prabodhananda Sarasvati Maharaj from Vrindavan told his story, and I like to tell it as he presented it. It's very interesting that he speaks about, there was one when the devotee of the Lord, his name was Bandhumati. Bandhumati, yeah, means his only friend was the Supreme Lord, Bandhumati. That he was living in a village near to Jaipur. And his profession was, he was helping farmers in agriculture on their fields, irrigation and these things. He had a wife and a son, but then there was a drought for some time and he had no work and there was no income. And his wife told him, oh, everyone has some friends. If you are in need of something, then your friends will help you. Don't you have any friends? His wife asked. And Bandhumati said, yes, I have a friend, but he's living some distance from here. And then his wife said, let's go to see your friend, because we are starving. So they left, and they traveled many days, and one day they arrived at Jagannath Puri, before the temple, the big temple, and they were exhausted from the travel. And in Jagannath Puri, they are cooking. How many? 64 preparations at one time. and they are cooking big pots of rice. But they're cooking the rice, and then they are separating the water from the rice, and that's going to a gutter outside. And they were drinking this water when they arrived. And it was very busy in that time already, a few hundred years ago in Jagannath Puri. So many pilgrims. So, and his wife said, "Let us see your friend." And Bandhumanthi said, "I think he's quite busy today. Let us go tomorrow." So they put a mat before the temple, and they were trying to sleep. But then at midnight in Jagannath Puri, the temple, there you have a small night gate. A pujari was coming out, and he was calling, "Bandhumanthi, Bandhumanthi." And Bandhumanthi, he was half asleep. He heard his name and said, "But," he said, "he's calling my name, but there are maybe many with that name. Probably that's not for me." But then the pujari again called, "Bandhumanthi, Bandhumanthi." And then he said, "From this particular village near to Jaipur." And then he understood, yeah, it must be me. Then he went to the gate, and there was the pujari with a big golden plate from the offering to Lord Jagannath. And the pujari said, "This is for you from Jagannath." Jagannath said, it's for my good friend Bandhumanthi. You take the plate, and then you take the prasad, and then bring the plate back. So he took the plate, Bandhumanthi. It was very heavy, and carried it to where they were sleeping, and then woke up his wife and children. "Prasad, prasad." And they didn't have a decent meal for many days. So they enjoyed the prasad, and then Bandhumanthi washed the plate after that. But then he felt so tired after that meal that he fell asleep on the plate. So what happened in the night? The next day, they found out one of the golden plates is missing. And the police was called. And the police investigated. And then they arrested most of the pujaris. That it became to the ears of the king. And then one police officer was going around the temple, and he saw Bandhumanthi sleeping, and something was beneath him, was like was glittering. And he saw, and finally he found the golden plate underneath Bandhumanthi, who was sleeping. So he woke him up, and he arrested Bandhumanthi. Bandhumanthi explained what happened, but the police officer would not believe him and put him in jail. So the next day, the king of Puri had a dream. And there Jagannath appeared in his dream. And he said, "What's going on? I offered this prasad to my great devotee Bandhumanthi, and now you are putting him in jail?" get him out immediately. So the next day, immediately the king went to the jail, released Bandumanti, and ordered all the pujaris that he gave Bandumanti and his family a place to stay just behind the Jagannath temple, and he ordered the pujari, every day you offer him, you bring him prasad from the noon offering for his and his family. Right, that's the story of Bandumanti. Lord Krishna is our only friend. So re-establishing our relationship with Krishna, that's our business, and accept Krishna as our only friend. Thank you very much. Any question or comment?